This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, Tom flies coach with a screamer. Also, a joke about a clam and Josh's favorite snacks. Right after this word.
Gee, I sure wish I were a woman. But I can't afford one of those expensive operations.
How many times have you said that? You can dress like a woman and act like a woman, but that package you're carrying around in your briefs gives you away every single time. Well, now, thanks to Frigamall Industries, your troubles are over. Frigamall has taken a good idea one step further. Sir, have you seen the commercial for the famous NADS hair removal system?
Sure.
Good. Let's try it.
Okay.
We'll simply spread on a little paste right here on your amazingly hairy chest, and then instantly pull this patch of hair off your body.
Let her rip.
Oh, ouch. Oh.
Hey, boy, that stuff sure took the hair right off. And now my legs, chest, and ass are all looking great.
Frigamall has used the same NADS system in the creation of our new product, Gonads. Simply spread a little paste on your testicles, let it sit for a few moments to work its magic. And then...
here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked! They're gone!
Yes, Gonads instantly removes unwanted male genitalia with only minor discomfort. Gonads! Pick some up today in the ball removal section of your pharmacy.
No!
Ouch!
Can I hear the middle part where you say, hey, they're gone one more time?
I'd like to hear that again.
I'm gonna burst an artery.
Here goes nothing.
No!
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The man with the trimmed beard over there is Chick McGee.
I'm not going to trim it this time until I get to Letterman territory. That's my goal now.
Whoa.
Because I was kind of close, but...
No.
Really?
Letterman's Santa Claus-esque.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember, you got the competition coming up in less than 2 months.
The Hemingway competition?
Yeah, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to make that.
What?
Wait a minute. You made tentative plans and you're canceling them? This isn't like you at all.
Spoken like someone who's tried to go to a movie with Chick.
Okay.
We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Ace, that's Chick, hey. That's Josh, I'm Tom. The ladies of the house would include Grace and Jessica. Okay, back to you.
True story. Josh and I were going to do something, and I texted him and said, man, I'm just going to stay here. He goes, oh, that's cool. So then the next day I saw him, I go, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And he goes, hey, don't ever forget, anytime you cancel plans with me, I have a celebration, is what he said.
No, everybody loves when the other person cancels on them, right? Because, love it.
Yeah, you just can, like, do nothing. And
yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, great.
So I, since I took the liberty of ordering, I get both pork chops.
Okay. So here's what he thinks. You and I are getting together
yes.
to have delivery, and we have pork chops.
Of course, I have to.
Because we couldn't have any sort of normal food.
No, it has to be pork chops. If we're going to have any meat cutlets, it has to be the fattiest of them.
It's not any normal delivers. We have to know someone to get pork delivered.
I'm with Josh. I hate it when people cancel.
No, I like it.
I like it, too.
You like it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You like going to a movie by yourself?
Well, that I do like, but I like when
normal
plans...
people do like spending time with themselves instead of being surrounded by people all the time. That's not right.
I'm not surrounded all the time.
Yes, you are.
I took the airplane home.
Were you the only one on it?
No, I just put the earplugs in so I didn't have to hear the woman behind me. The flight attendant actually came up to her and said, "You have to stop."
Stop what?
She kept screaming to there was a guy. I was in the third row. And let's see, let me think this through. 1, 2, 3. No, I was in the second row. She was in the third row. And her fiance, she was in the front row. And then
front row.
She kept screaming. And finally, and then the flight attendant said, "Would you like some water in that whiskey?" She goes, "I've been drunk since 10 o'clock this morning."
Oh, jeez.
Was this in first class?
No. It was Southwest where you just sit where you get in.
Hang on a second.
You took coach?
Well,
what's the earliest in the morning you've ever gotten drunk? Is it always after 5?
Not necessarily. I don't get on an airplane lit.
You never started the day screaming
at people 2 rows ahead of me.
Bloody Mary and
The flight attendant had to come and say, "You must be quiet." And there was a guy to my right up ahead that was losing his mind.
But that was mostly because you were seated.
But I mean, there's a point where they need to start breathalyzing passengers on airplanes. This woman was just abusive and
abusive, man.
That is my favorite part about first class.
It was Southwest. Great pilots, great planes. I'm not complaining at all. And good for the flight attendant for shutting her up finally.
Yeah, sure.
But I'd never heard the phrase, "Maybe we should put some water in your whiskey."
Who said that to her?
The flight attendant.
Whiskey in your water.
I wish I could. I can't put into words how incredibly annoying.
What's all these crazy questions?
Everyone around us was just rolling their eyes, going, "This is unbelievable."
Yeah, I bet.
And I remember this is what she said when she sat down. I'm saying this word for word.
Honestly. Right?
Crowded
hand
plane.
On a stack of Bible.
Yeah, here we go. So I'm in row 2 on the aisle. She comes to row 3. She was a big gal, by the way. Being kind.
She'd be the kind of girl to order pork chops delivery.
Yeah. There was an odor when she walked by.
Okay.
So there's a person on the window seat and there's a person in the aisle seat. So she squeezes in the middle and she goes as loud as can be. This is a crowded aircraft. She goes, "I'm going to be the penis between us."
Oh, boy.
Geez.
Well.
What?
Yeah. She was a she.
Wait a minute. Comedically, hilarious. Right?
I don't know, man. Hilarious?
Yes,
that's funny.
There are kids in the plane.
I'm going to be the penis between us.
Oh, great. Oh, you. Yes, that's how you would react if that were to happen to you.
Oh, you would have.
I'd laugh.
Well, isn't she a card? This is going to be a great flight.
Me and you, Bertha.
You would have lost your mind. And this went on for half the flight. Then I think the booze finally kicked in and quieted her down.
Put her to sleep.
Wow.
She's on a cruise somewhere now, I can tell you, because she told her life story at full volume the whole time.
Do you remember when I told you I only had tomato juice when I was on a plane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I forget which airline it was, but they stopped serving tomato juice. And there was an uproar. Because a lot of people, I want to say 90% of people who drink tomato juice only drink it on airplanes. I had no idea.
That's because it's a cheap excuse for drinking booze and not totally like a total alcoholic. You don't want it at 8 in the morning to go, "Yeah, can I just have a Jack, no ice, no water? Just give me 4 of them."
just hurl the little bottles back here.
Yeah.
It's much more polite to to ease it in with a little bit of tomato juice.
I get a hankering for tomato juice when I get on a plane.
Do you ever read Clamato juice?
Yeah.
I've been told that it's delicious, but I've never done it.
Yeah, it may be good, but I'm never going to try it.
It's got the word clam in it. I'm out.
And I like clams.
Isn't clam one of the
I mean, I'll stick my face in a clam. What about you, John?
Wait, there are two jokes happening.
Regina Clamato.
Okay, yeah, so that's the Bond girl, and you will stick your face in a clam. Okay. That's right, I got them both.
Okay.
All right.
What do you got?
Good job.
You heard both those. Now, what do you got?
I don't know. I can't do a joke on that right now. The muscle isn't there.
Okay.
That was a joke about a clam.
A muscle.
Oh, sorry. I didn't put those two together.
Hamburger.
Okay. We have Jessica Alsman at the news desk. I know we've. Did you see the e-cigarette thing? This is weird.
E-cigarette companies are offering student college scholarships. The tactic aims to get the brands listed on university websites. The scholarships ranging from $250 to $5,000 mostly involve essay contests that ask students to write about the dangers of tobacco or whether vaping could be a safer alternative. Critics are calling the scholarship a thinly disguised ploy to attract young customers. The grants emerge as high schools and federal agencies struggle to curb teen use of the devices.
Ah, so the e-cig company is giving the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's problematic.
Just looking for some insight, kiddos.
Well, I mean, if you're vaping, are you going to find time to write an essay when you're busy spending most of your time not having sex because you look like such a dork? Sorry. Do you like the boys who vape, Grace?
It just depends. It doesn't really bother me. It's better than smoking, honestly. Mm. No offense to any smokers out there,
Do you vape?
I don't. No.
Have you ever dated a smoker?
I did. Yeah. For a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say mean things to him or try to get him to quit?
Every so often. And then he switched to the vape, and that noise was so obnoxious that I almost preferred the cigarette smell.
Okay.
Huh.
Ugh.
Hmm.
Because I'd just be sitting there watching TV.
Isn't this like having students write an essay on why, I don't know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal as they apply to dental school?
Yeah, and do any of us really know if these e-cigs are safe? We won't know for like 20 years.
Right.
Well,
there's no tar in it, which is the big push. No actual tobacco. It's just the nicotine.
But who knows if heating up your lungs with steam is a great idea.
And the smoke can smell like basically anything. I know friends who do cereal milk is a big one.
Ah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And who just made those illegal, by the way? That was in the news last week.
Well, those are those jewels that look like the USBs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some country just made menthol cigarettes illegal. Or was it? Or maybe it was a city.
Gotcha.
Sounds like something San Francisco would do. Let me look into it.
I mean, I'm all for scholarships.
Yeah.
Maybe you can write an essay about whatever your opinion is on it. We'll see. Good to know. And also, on a semi-interesting note, there's a very weird Tyson food story about the new snack brand. Have you seen this?
No.
I know you enjoy this, the occasional snack food.
Who?
Do you mind if I ask Josh your hierarchy of snack foods?
Well, he probably doesn't have a hierarchy of snack food.
That's a broad category.
Yeah, we need to narrow that down little bit.
Chips or desserts or
snack foods?
Nuts, maybe a nut.
I'd go number one, potato chips for me.
Hmm.
Popcorn maybe number one. That's a tough call.
It is tough.
I guess I'd go popcorn.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I'll try. I'm going to say pretzels.
Pretzels,
yeah. Number one?
Like combos, cheese-filled pretzels?
No. Okay. Like just a pretzel.
All right.
Like a soft pretzel at the airport, one of those? Or do you mean like just...
Well, I love those, but when I'm snacking, I'm not just snacking on soft pretzels at home.
No, that suitcase. Well, that's not my luggage. Those are the soft pretzels.
Yeah, all right. Pies.
Entire pies?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, why not? If we're going to go this route.
What else do I snack on? Meatloaf?
Yeah, meatloaves. I love loaves of meat.
It's one of my
sausages.
You ever have a meatloaf sandwich where you take...
Three slices
of meatloaf, two slices to act as the bun, and a slice of meatloaf in the middle.
That sounds good.
I snack.
No, I'm sorry. No, seriously.
You're such a jerk.
And for those that don't know, Josh, these are all lies. I have just painted into him when he's not masturbating, he's eating. And I don't apologize, but it is very funny.
What happened to your New Year's resolution?
Not really. I know. Isn't that terrible? I should stop now. Seriously, so what is it? I think it would be popcorn, potato chips. I'm not that big
peanuts?
Of a pretzel
you
guy.
You like peanuts? You
no,
like a peanut?
No, I like...
You like a nut? Like, a cashew?
You like the peanut butter filled one.
I got in trouble at Saturday night because I ate all the salted almonds at dinner.
Wait, Tom Chick would like to know if you like to put nuts in your mouth.
Be honest. And if you like to put nuts in your mouth, what nuts do you like to put in your mouth?
A weird homophobic attack. For those that like to put nuts in their mouth, more power to them.
How about a big walnut?
It's a free country.
Because the walnut always looked kind of like a scrotum to me. Walnut.
Oh,
there goes any subtlety that had.
Any
nuanced double entendre is now out the window.
Yeah, it's kind of got that wrinkled.
Yeah, done that? Yeah.
Hey there, homo. You like to eat nuts, do you?
Wait a minute. Out with who's this guy?
Yeah, can you ooze lips? I got a staple in my face. So, the reason I asked about snack foods, Grace, do you have a hierarchy?
There's two different types of popcorn. You have movie theater popcorn and then the stuff at home. Movie theater always dominates.
Yeah, it's always better for some reason.
And then the Cheetos puffs, like the puffy Cheetos, not regular Cheetos.
Not the crunchy cheese?
No. I like the puffy, like the cheese ball kind ones.
Right.
So Josh, we're down. So for you, is it in, what is it now? What have we got the hierarchy?
So now Grace likes to put cheesy balls in her mouth.
You know, it didn't work the first time. I'd come back. And in Grace's case.
I laughed pretty hard.
In Grace's case, a quick call to HR will fix that question.
Whatever happened to the Planters cheese balls? Those were amazing, and it's like they took them off the market.
Yeah, they came in the can.
You like coming
in a can, right? turnabout is not fair play, I see.
Who are you today?
Yeah, there are two meanings to that.
So wait a minute, they came in the can?
I can't come in a can.
Why not? Well, are you closed-minded?
Was there only one? Never mind. Well, somebody.
I understand there's some films about this. Is that correct?
Coming in the can? Yeah, that's right.
Footage.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the can. In fact, it's a movie. Yeah.
Okay.
In the can.
I'm sorry. So the hierarchy for you, Josh, is what?
It's funny because my snacks have changed, but pretzels and I like a cheese. I like a Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Those are great to snack on.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Like the white cheddar ones. Oh.
Okay.
No. Just give me the basic.
The reason I brought up snack foods is we have a interesting snack food story. This is really creepy, but apparently really smart and good, I guess. Go ahead.
The new Yappa Protein Crisp Snack Product from Tyson Foods, Inc.
That's the name of the company.
Snack product?
Yappa.
Yappa.
Y-A, is it two double P?
Yep. P-P-A-H. Yappa. Yappa Protein Crisp Snack Product from Tyson Foods is made from such ingredients as chicken breast trim, rescued vegetable puree.
Rescued.
From juicing and spent grain from beer brewing.
Okay, so chicken breast trim.
Rescued vegetable puree from juicing.
So they're recycling or repurposing the waste products of certain food processing.
Chick, you like to snack on some trim?
It has to be my specific favorite trim, but I enjoy that every now and then.
Breast trim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you,
side
boob?
Do you get it in the can?
Oh my God.
No, trim wouldn't be in the can.
By definition.
It's close.
Sometimes you just sort of will it.
In the can is not.
But seriously, cheese balls came in a can?
Yeah.
Just like a small.
Even
like,
Cheetos kind of came in a can.
Yeah.
It's like one of those tennis ball cans.
No, not a small can. It's a big can.
Oh, okay.
Like a coffee can.
Was it like a tennis ball can when you opened it up, it would go whoosh?
Yeah, it would kind of go quah, and you'd get that, that cheesy queef.
It goes
cheesy queefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheesy queefs are the best.
Those are good. Yeah.
Cheesy queef.
Band name called it.
Do you like eating cheesy queef? I don't.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.